So it was your first day of practice here at Utah. Kind of what was your experience playing college ball for the first time?
Definitely faster, most definitely. And the tempo is up more. So I just got to get used to the tempo and the speed of the game.
So also, first day, what kind of made you want to come to Utah specifically? Because you had a lot of great programs after you in high school.
Just the opportunity I have here. We're not very deep at the corner spots. I feel like I can help the void. So I'm just trying to come out here, compete, and earn a spot.
You got to go up against Darren Carrington. I know you tweeted it a couple days that you were excited to play against him, and now you're playing against him in practice.
Right.
What was that like going up against him today and just the overall feel of practice?
It's just fun. I enjoy going against people of his caliber because he's one of the best receivers in the country, obviously. So I just like comparing myself against the people that are good as me and if not better. So I like competing against the best. And practice just in general is just a lot of good competition. I'm not used to going against everybody that's good. I'm used to being the best player. So now just adjusting to the competition and the speed is definitely going to be good for me.
What are you hoping to accomplish during camp?
Just proving myself that I'm not out here just to be on the team. I'm out here to really have an impact on the team.
How do you feel you did against Carrington today? We saw a few reps, but I'm sure there were probably more.
I did good. I lost one rep. I lost my footing. But definitely I like battling against him. It was an even matchup for the most part.
And how's Coach Shaw been with you, and how's that relationship been with him? You know, now that you're here and you're able to build that, spend more time with him, how's that relationship?
It's definitely good. It's consistent. He's been the same since day one. He's told me he's going to coach me hard, and he's obviously out here coaching everybody hard. So I definitely like him. He's real, and he keeps it honest, and that's how I'm going to get better.
So you are obviously feeling like you stand out, right?
Yes, sir.
Who else is standing out at the quarterback position to you? Who do you feel is your biggest competition?
Definitely a combination of Casey and Julian.
Awesome.
Yep. Do you feel like you're at a disadvantage?
A disadvantage?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Nah, I just think I trust my ability, and I'm confident in what I can do. So as long as I keep my confidence and sticking within myself, I know I'll be all right.
Is there somebody on the team that stepped up to maybe be more of a mentor to you or to help you out?
Definitely everybody on the defense. They all come to me, talk to me, and ask me what I need help with and all that. So it's definitely good playing on the side of the ball. They welcome me with open arms.
Favorite thing about your unit?
Gosh, I'll definitely say toughness. We want to compete and we want to win every rep. So I just like that everybody is competitive and that we can all work and get better as a unit.
I didn't get my name announced.
What are some of your personal goals as a freshman coming into this program? What kind of impression do you want to make with the coaches and with your teammates and with the fans?
I just definitely want to push for a starting spot, if that's in the beginning of the year, mid-season, end of the season. I just want to end up starting and earning that spot and showing the country, showing the Utah fans and everybody what I can really do. And I just want to hopefully win freshman All-American. So I just have to get out there and do what I can do.
And what sold you on Utah?
What sold me on Utah? I've devastated the coaching staff, and I just trusted them that they can allow me to be the best player I can be and push me to a limit that nobody else can see.
Were you aware of their history of DBs?
Yes, most definitely. I did my research on that, and Coach Shaw, and definitely the safeties and the corners that they've put out.
How do you feel like you fit into this defensive scheme? How does it play to your strengths as a player?
I was definitely aggressive and definitely fast, and those are my two best attributes. I'm big and I'm fast and I'm smart, and that's everything that Utah defense is.
What's going to be the most important thing for you to, I don't want to necessarily say improve upon, but what's the biggest thing for you, the biggest hurdle for you to get that starting spot?
I would just definitely say the mental game, just learning the defense and the ins and outs and the reads I'm supposed to make and just everything that's not physical, everything mentally, because the game from high school to college is definitely a bigger jump mentally, and I have to learn the speed and definitely what the other team is trying to do to me and all the stuff like that.
All right. Did somebody already ask you about the quarterbacks in the Pac-12 and dealing with that?
No, I haven't heard about that. I'm not too worried about that. At the end of the day, if I do what I'm supposed to do, then everything will take care of itself.
Do you see it, though, as an opportunity? There's some big names.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You make a play against Sam Darnold, against the quarterback from Oregon. Just all those dudes, you make a play against them, you have to get your name out there. So definitely that's my goal, to try to make plays against the big-time schools and just get my name out there to everybody around the country.
When did you get on campus?
I got here June 13th.
June 13th.
Yes, ma'am.
Biggest adjustment to coming to school?
To coming to school? Yeah. School for the most part easy. The only thing that really caught me by surprise was the altitude. That really working out in that, and still even now working out in it is crazy. It's different from California.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes.